Next up, we have a little poetry break. Dylan Weir, Sean Patrick Mulroy, and Tahira Nurse are going to come out and give us a little poetry. Please welcome them.
I'm Dylan Weir. I was at another rally earlier this morning, a rally for people in recovery from substance use disorders. And so I'd like to share this poem with you. It's called Recovery, a Nonfiction. Left arm bound by the Bible belt stretched thin between his teeth, plunging flagpoles into any land left in his skin, he says, Dylan, I snuck into your bed. You were blacked out. I did things. And I said nothing. I couldn't talk without his dad's southern drawl branding me a faggot at the back of my throat. The next time we spoke, it was not about the breaking, the entering. I told him I was working the fourth step. He said, that's the relapse step. 1 year sober, I get a call from a former flame I had extinguished with piss. She said, Dylan, do you remember? You were blacked out. You were every evil. You did things. And I listened to hear all the pillage in my footprints. I'm still afraid of locked doors, she said. And still, I miss the muted sounds of blackouts. I miss the world before I knew the things I did. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hi, how's everybody doing? Awesome. Good-looking crowd. This poem is called Kind of Black. It's after Avery Young, and this is for Trayvon Martin and Renisha McBride and Michael Brown and Sandra Bland and et cetera, et cetera. And also for my friend Nikila. God's gonna trouble the water, Black. Can't swim, but I can wade, Black. Mamie Till and Sabrina Fulton and Wanda Johnson, Black. So black, I'm afraid to make a son. Your mama black. Say it to my face, she thinks she grown black. Body grew up before she did. All my babies born dead, black. Everybody my auntie, more play cousins than I got teeth in my mouth, than I got prayer in my skull, then I got fight in my fist. Brought my brother to school to fight you, Black. After school, Black. PAL and Boys and Girls Club. And my big sister gotta watch all of us until mama get back, Black. Double Dutch, Black. Braids not down my back like rope. The noose is not a metaphor, Black. The noose is not a metaphor, Black. The noose is not a metaphor, Black. I'm unlynchable. Make love to you like my body survived 600 years of dying, Black. All the men I've ever made love to be the most imitated parts of history, Black. Majored in history, but didn't learn about myself. So I'm getting this degree for my mama, Black. Wait till I get my money right, Black. How much money I gotta get for my black life to matter? I mean, when they shot Renisha, the lead made a girl-sized hole in my chest. Felt like 4 years in a degree could never clot the blood. I'm saying, when Nikila died, The university wrote a pretty article about her live black girl art, but didn't give a dollar to help bury her dead black girl body. A black girl's body be the best kind of fertilizer. Grow collard greens and yams in the space between our coffin and the tombstone. Sunday dinner black. Kool-Aid with every meal. Never fruit punch. The color is always red. Everything I put in my body is the color of blood, black, black. Because God made me. He knew every day something would try to kill me and fail. Thank you.
Hey, I love that poem. I'm Sean Patrick Mulroy. So I got a couple queer rights poems for you. They're not about marriage. I'm really happy about marriage equality. I am. But I think in a lot of ways it can be a red herring. Because, it's a good sign, but it doesn't mean that things are better on the day-to-day, right? And it's sort of a wealth-related thing. Turns out the only thing that America hates more than gay people is poor gay people. Anyway, shocker. So I got two for you. One of them's, well, all right. At the LGBTQ History Museum in San Francisco, there's this button you press and the lights come up. And there it is, the blood-soaked suit of Harvey Milk. No warning, no introduction, just boom. The way that madness paints itself through bullet holes in the body of a man who begged people like me to be brave. A tape recording plays to be played upon the event of my death via political assassination. See, the way our voices once bled their wondrous ribbons into the sky despite what whistled through the air to silence us. Religion, bullets, our own boundless wants. Every beaten face, another violent cum shot. Every hospital, an arc of luscious wound, a comma in a litany of endless names. The tape continues. Should a bullet enter my brain, let it shatter every closet door. A week, maybe a little less, and it was over. No more Harvey Milk. And only windows shattered in the white night riots. While somebody gathered up this suit and saved it, wet with blood, our blood, soon to be a dirty stain on everything. For 30 years, we quaked inside our ruined shirts. I leave this museum brave with fury, and the sunlight hits the hills of the Castro, blinding me. I squint, and this handsome man comes into focus, and he whistles at me, and he walks past, and it is a day to be alive again. To kiss him, as I do, on a daylit street, a total stranger. This is a drop of sweat poured out on the sidewalk for our dead. It is a moment where I press my lips to his because he's beautiful. I put my tongue between his teeth because I can. Woo! Thanks. I got one more for you, and kind of bouncing off of what Dylan was talking about. This is a poem that was written after reading a statistic that gay men are more than 3 times as likely to suffer from substance abuse than their heterosexual peers. True facts. We whose love is a betrayal first, and then a blinding flash, a brilliant strobe of joy and shame, and joy and shame, and joy and shame, a zoetrope creating only the illusion of real motion as we endlessly circle the betrayal of our gods and the disapproval of our fathers, we broken boys. We have to teach ourselves to fix. The first time I shot heroin, I was 19 years old. I untied the dish rag from my arm, and white fire crawled towards my heart, bringing with it this strange forgiveness. I remember I said, wow, that's weird. Nothing hurts. Before vomiting all over everything. In retrospect, this first and last time with the needle was an overdose. I lay in my bed, cold sweat, gasping like a fish out of water while my roommate took pictures of me naked, and the girl who brought the drugs force-fed me water. Later, she would give me a blowjob during which I blacked out. Years later, my brother, fresh escaped from his court-appointed drug rehabilitation center, and I are sitting in my parents' attic blowing pot smoke out the window. We are two screw-ups trading our best war stories. He tells me about the time he let a stranger have him in a bathroom stall for two bags, so I tell him what I've just told all of you. And he looks at me, and he says, and I will never forget this, you shot heroin. You really are my brother. As though our blood were somehow thicker for its common agonies. I lost my first love in the mouth of that dragon. After his memorial service, I came home and pored through all of my old journals, finding there an obvious devotion crowned with thorns. I knew he was a junkie, so when he offered me his arms, I ran from him and gave that as the excuse. But the truth is that every man I've ever held has been so shattered that his jagged edges shred my hands. We fags, we blood brothers, we brilliant salmon thrusting upstream through a filthy river while the rest of the world celebrates another victory for our equality. We drink. We use. The rest of the world says, look. Look how much everything is changing. So quick. But the river will only ever flow one way. The night before he died, I pressed my ear against my love's chest and I heard his heartbeat scrape against his ribs. I shoveled through sweet earth. The sound of his dull longing as it dug his grave. Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan, Sean, and Tahira.